commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Yesterday, Amtrak began wasting more money. They unveiled their new electric locomotives at a big event in Philadelphia. Vice President Biden is there. He's the best friend Amtrak has ever had in high office. He christened the new engines called the City's Sprinter. Everyone in the railroad industry knows this rule. New equipment never works as designed. Locomotives, passenger cars, sleeping cars, dining cars, they are all multi-million dollar pieces of complex equipment, so there is always something that doesn't work. Smart, cost-conscious railroads say no to new designs. They buy tried and true equipment that's been debugged by somebody else. If you want it to look new, then get a cool paint scheme and dress it up once you buy it. But Amtrak is fixated on new things, and the results have been disastrous, at tremendous cost to a railroad that's funded by your tax dollars and never seems to have enough money. One of the fancies of Amtrak and its overlords in Congress is that new equipment should be from America. Well, that's silly. That almost guarantees that new trains will be new and unproven since we have no passenger railroads left in our country. The result is that we turn down models that have been running reliably in Europe and Japan for years. We decide against importing off-the-shelf, fully debugged equipment, and instead we build from the ground up. The result is not pretty. And the Made in America requirement is actually a mirage. Siemens, a German company, is the manufacturer of the new City's Sprinter engines. They'll be assembled in the United States. The City's Sprinter will replace the AEM-7s. They're the electric engines that have pulled Amtrak's trains between Washington and New York since the 1970s. Each engine has rolled up more than 3.5 million miles. They are literally worn out and have to be replaced. The AEM-7s was the last time Amtrak did something right. They are Swedish engines with an exterior shell designed by General Motors. They've been very reliable. Amtrak tried to replace them once before. The HHS, made by Alstom, was an engine portion of the high-speed Acela equipment. Those engines are a textbook case of why you don't buy newly designed rail equipment. They were pulled from service after just 2 years, averaging a breakdown every 13 days on the road. The Acela, Amtrak's high-speed train in the Northeast, is also a built-from-the-ground-up failure funded by your tax dollars. The train sets were supposed to be able to tilt into super-elevated turns, allowing for higher speeds on the curvy section to Boston. Well, today they operate in non-tilt mode only. No one checked whether there's enough clearance on the main line, and there isn't. A train that tilts would crash into other trains on the adjacent track. After running for a year, Amtrak discovered cracks in the Acela's wheel trucks. They were taken out of service and had to be rebuilt. All the problems were unnecessary. Amtrak tested other high-speed trains from Germany and Switzerland a year earlier and decided against buying either of them. The Acela is also American in name only. It's built by Bombardier in Canada, but assembled in the U.S. The earlier attempt at American high-speed trains, the Metroliner, was also a failure. It had a nasty habit of catching fire from shorted-out electrical opponents mounted underneath the cars instead of on top or inside. Those trains literally had their traction engines removed. They were used as unpowered passenger cars after that. The one thing Amtrak has gotten better at is pushing the cost of debugging its new trains onto its suppliers. Bombardier had reliability and repair costs written into its Acela contract. Siemens has similar requirements for these new engines. So maybe things will turn out differently. Only three of the City's Sprinters are being delivered to start. We'll see how they perform over the next few months. They've already spent a lot of time on the government's test track in Pueblo, Colorado. The rest of the order, 67 more engines, won't be delivered till the end of this year. That might be enough time to work out things that aren't right, but with Amtrak's track record, I wouldn't count on it.